We both accompanied Jacob to school. Most of the other parents did the same, and at 8 o'clock the school looked like a carnival. There was a little traffic jam out front, heavy with Honda minivans and family sedans and SUVs. A few news vans were parked nearby, barnacled with dishes, boxes, antennae. Police sawhorses blocked either end of the circular driveway. A Newton cop stood guard near the school entrance. Another waited in a cruiser parked out front. Students wended their way through these obstacles toward the door, their backs bent under heavy packs. Parents loitered on the sidewalk or escorted their kids all the way to the front door. I parked our minivan on the street almost a block away, and we sat gawking. "Whoa," Jacob murmured. "Whoa," Lori agreed. "This is wild, Jacob." Lori looked stricken. Her left hand dangled from the armrest, her long fingers and beautiful clear nails. She always had lovely, elegant hands. My own mother's fat-fingered scrub-woman hands looked like dog's paws beside Lori's. I reached across to take her hand, lacing my fingers in hers so that our two hands made one fist. The sight of her hand in mine made me briefly sentimental. I gave her an encouraging look and jostled our knotted hands. This was, for me, a hysterical burst of emotion, and Lori squeezed my hand to thank me for it. She turned to gaze through the windshield again. Her dark hair was threaded with gray. Faint wrinkles branched from the corners of her eyes and mouth. But looking across, I seemed to see her younger, unlined face, too, somehow.
"What?"
"Nothing."
"You're staring."
"You're my wife. I'm allowed to stare."
"Is that the rule?"
"Yes. Stare, leer, ogle, anything I want. Trust me, I'm a lawyer." A good marriage drags a long tail of memory behind it. A single word or gesture, a tone of voice can conjure up so many remembrances. Lori and I had been flirting like this for 30-odd years, since the day we met in college, and we both went a little love crazy. Things were different now, of course. At 51, love was a quieter experience. We drifted through the days together. But we both remembered how it all started, and even now, in the middle of my middle age, when I think of that shining young girl, I still feel a little thrill of first love. Still there, still burning like a pilot light.